Adam Pengilly from Sydney Morning Herald, good morning to you. We're going to start straight off, mate. I know you're ready for this. Frustrating athlete.
I've backed some frustrating horses over the years, Jimmy. I can give you a tip about that.
Actually, someone dominated Tom Melbourne.
Yeah, he would have to be top of the list. Tom Melbourne, one of the most frustrating horses I've found. I won't be Robinson Crusoe on this. I think Nick Kyrgios will be the most frustrating athlete I've seen in the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
The bloke has the potential to be a top five, top 10 player in the world and constantly just lets people down, I reckon.
You're not wrong there. Well, I've just got to jump in again. Yeah. Magic Mike mentioned Chautauqua after the recent non-barrier jumps.
Yeah, it's a fair point, Berkey, but you got to consider that Chautauqua scaled some pretty decent heights.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
In the last 12 months, so I wouldn't exactly call him a... Well, I suppose he could be frustrating in the last 12 months, but for the majority of his career, he was a pretty reliable horse and an exciting one at that, so... Yeah, definitely. I think he's definitely a candidate, but he scaled some pretty decent heights before things sort of went amiss.
Now, tell us about Sun City.
Oh, terrible news, Berkey, for Tony McAvoy and Connections. Racing's a great leveler, isn't it? It can be an outstanding game sometimes and a frustrating game the next. But, the horse that won the BJ McLaughlin on the weekend, he qualified for the Magic Millions. He's right near the top of betting markets. Contracted a leg infection this week. He's out of the Magic Millions on Saturday week, which is horrible news for Tony McAvoy and everyone involved with the horse. Of course, I think he's a really promising colt, and there's a lot of raps on him, and he was going to start one of the leading chances in the Magic Millions, and now he's going to be out of that race. So really unfortunate news there for Tony McAvoy. A lot of last chance saloon races around the country this weekend heading towards that Magic Millions. I suppose most of the interest in Sydney on the weekend and the two-year-old race at Kensington will focus around this Peter and Paul Snowden trained colt in Hightail's had a couple of starts so far. He needs to win this week to try and force his way into the field. And if he does, he'll probably be on the back up again. So he'll be racing 3 weeks in a row if he does make the Magic Millions field, which is a tough ask for these two-year-olds. Mm. But, yeah, it looks a colt of plenty of promise. But, yeah, the big news yesterday was Sun City out of the Magic Millions on Saturday week.
So with that infection, how long is the young one out for?
Yeah, he'll probably miss the rest of the campaign, I'd suggest, Berkey, at this stage. I don't think it's anything too serious, just enough to bring him to miss a couple of weeks, a few weeks of work. So he's definitely going to be out of the Magic Millions. And Tony McAvoy will go back to square one, go back to the drawing board and try and find another suitable race for him. But just give him the treatment he needs, he won't be ready in time for the big race on the Gold Coast.
Dubious, Unite and Conquer. Yes, yes, yes. City Ford says yes more often, all at $5. Sarzon at $9. Now, I heard Paddy Webster talking to Andrew Bensley yesterday about Happy Clapper and taking on Winx again. And he said, look, he's run second to her four times and has won about $6 million or something. So it's not all bad.
No, definitely not, Jimmy. I'm starting to wonder who's going to turn up in this race in Winx in the Apollo Stakes next month, if that's a kick-off point. But good on Paddy Webster. He's not afraid to take her on again. He knows he needs a minor miracle to try and beat her in that Apollo Stakes. But he just thinks that race fits in beautifully with Happy Clapper's program. Obviously, he's coming back from that bleeding ban that he incurred in the spring and missed the majority of the spring carnival there. So he'll try and get him ready for the All-Star Mile. I think at this stage, if Flemington is his primary target, and given how popular a horse is, I don't think I've any problems being one of the top 10 vote-getters when that public voting opens for the All-Star Mile. So good to see Happy Clapper. We'll get the team in Sydney initially in that Apollo Stakes, and he'll probably head down to Melbourne after that and get ready for the All-Star Mile. But good to see him take on Winx in the Apollo Stakes.
That was buffering as well with Black Caviar, just to pick up a second every time, pick up a couple of $100,000 every time. So that was a nice little earn. Just quickly, mate, Willie Pike set to ride the Perth Cup, favourite on Saturday.
Yeah, can't believe the Perth Carnival's still going, Berkey. It seems like an age ago. We had the Winterbottom and the Railway and the Kingston Town, but the Perth Carnival's still rolling along. And no surprises, Willie Pike will probably be on the favourite in the Perth Cup in action. He was great last week, rocketing home in his second in one of those listed races over there. Bob and Sandra Peters trying to win the Perth Cup again. Action's going to start a pretty short price favourite with a 2.60 at the moment with tab.com.au. I think Willie Pike can end his summer carnival on the right note by winning the Perth Cup on the weekend, guys.
Wouldn't surprise anyone.
Good prediction. Good prediction.
Wouldn't surprise anyone.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you in the morning.